this much because they were going to engage in violence and so forth. Maybe it was busted. So they moved in on that thing and busted them. Okay. So they moved in on that thing and busted them. And then yesterday, the whole program of the mass arrest is the only thing to do. Now, these people were never given a chance to get the hell off the street. They were told, clear the area or you'll be arrested. And when they did, they arrested them. Now, that sets an example for the colleges. It sets an example for the universities. It sets examples for other police forces. Nobody was hurt. They didn't beat anybody up. I guess one guy, one automobile driver, rather than over a guy who sat and laid down on his car when he hit him. But what's the feeling of your colleagues up there? I think even the those, old Muskie and Teddy and the rest of them down and screwed around with those demonstrators don't look so good today.
They were embarrassed by it, actually. I hear them disassociating themselves from it.
Don't let them get it.
But we're not going to let them. We're not
the thing to do is to just keep charging them. They endorsed it. And then keep denying it. The more they deny it, the more they lose. You see, they play a whole play, right? These both their friends. What you deal with, we play the thing hard.
Perfectly, I can't.
Let these liberals raise hell about it. Right. Fine.
I couldn't fault anything that was done over the last 3 days.
The country would not have wanted to do it to veterans.
Right. And you have some amputees and that group and all that.
Oh, we got some early on scenes about that. This much. Abby Hoffman. I caught him down there, Caught him yesterday. Abby Hoffman and Reddy Davis.
Reddy Davis.
Jesus Christ. I mean, these are all lawbreakers. And I think that may turn the worm a little on.
I think it's going to. Yeah. I believe that.
Going down to the delegate to Johnson's wife.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You want to go too, of course.
Well, there was some question about my getting an invitation there for a while.
Oh, but you get one?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I understand I'm due to get one.
I'm not going from here. I'll tell you why. I don't want to be in a position of hauling down a lot of friends of Johnson's. So I'm going to be in Florida, hold it there, and come back. That's not what we have to do. We all ought to get here. It is all right, but you ought to be
right. It's right. The thing that worries me would be that my prospective opponent might be there and I would not have an invitation and, that sort of thing. Yes, Johnny Decker is taking care of that.
Better take care of it. You've got to know better get an invitation.
But we understand we're on the list to get one that we're supposed to.
Yeah, you see it, Barnes is there. I go here and playing. Of course, we should go with him.
Oh, if I'm here, I'm not sure they'll be here.
Or we got her, you got to go here or there. Actually, she's not right today. And the whole thing is, of course, he's got a big play. They told me he's built a tremendous library.
Yeah.
He goes all in. Sorry. How's the crowd?
It's bad, and I think we're going to have to do more. I'm catching a lot of people from hell down there, from governor, newspapers and everything. I've got my staff working on it, and I'm going to make some recommendations to Hart, and I think he ought to go all out on this. Everything that he needs to do, because good Lord, Mr. President, this could cost us to save politically.
Yeah.
And, therefore, if we call down there and ask for something, I hope it'll be forthcoming, because it's about the city.
We will have those people. We will have the question is, I think we've got to go to Congress, though, now. We want money.
Right. Price and I are getting a bill in, and we're going to try to get that acted on. Then we can say that the Democrat Congress dragged their feet on a real relief bill. But
that's all right. Let me tell you,
we ought to go to the limit of the law.
Let me tell you this. You've got the full support here. I told her. And Conley is pushing it, too. It's hard as hell. We'll do anything you want.
Oh, good.
But you've got it.
Because I'm getting hurt right now.
Well, who are you talking to on it?
Well, we have been talking to Hart.
All right. Tell you what I want you to do. You better talk to, talk to her.
Okay, I'll talk to
the domestic counsel. You tell her that maybe you get ready. You tell her, so now look here. We've got to get something done in this company. Don't just leave with Hart. Hart wants to do the right thing, but
see, I supported the administration on not declaring it a major disaster area. I'm going to get a hotel on that. So anything we can do within present legal limits, I hope will be done.
But if you think anything else to do with it,
okay.
Well, in present legal limits.
If Harden just won't get too queasy about really pushing what it can do right to the limit, everything it comes to let it do, I'd say. Because this
well,
is
I'll get a memorandum on paper several months back here on offer this morning, and I'll tell him everything
and I'll
done that is required. But you follow up right away.
I'll call John this afternoon and give him specifics. And today, I'm going right from here to the Senate floor to introduce a bill that Bob Price introduced over in the House to drop the lease.
All right. What does it do?
It provides for some of the things that are in the major disaster. Under the major disaster bill, but not all of them. Loan forgiveness, for example, yeah. Small loans, and a little more fee, pay relief, that kind of thing. And long range, low-term loans. Because their credit cash flow is in bad position. And also would provide for aiding businesses that are not maybe directly engaged in agriculture, but who are affected by it. For example, a retail merchant suffers. Because nobody comes to the store and buys anything during this situation. In other words, give SBA a little bit more flexibility in dealing with some of the businesses that are affected. See, if a hurricane comes in and blows his store down, his business is interrupted. He gets relief. But if a farmer, because he can't raise any crops, can't buy anything, his business is in effect interrupted, but not by natural disaster like that. Our laws right now are catered specifically to the sudden
earthquake
flood kind of thing.
Yeah, I suppose one of the reasons for that is it's very hard to draw the line as to how much rain and how much rain.
What I would like to do when I go from here is to say that I've discussed this with Union Express, your concern about it, and say that on the Senate floor when I introduce my bill. Without saying that you endorse the bill or anything, but you have expressed your concern about
you
the drought.
You can say that I can express your concern. That I ask for any recommendations that you have for any further action to be taken, that I have instructed the domestic council staff to work with you in any facility or other route for the purpose of dealing with this problem.
And I can say that's going to be helpful.
Of course,
say
it on the floor, put it in your news release and all that sort of thing. And maybe I'll take it.
For one other little favor, and if it's something you can't do, fine.
We would take we can have a picture taken now of plants that we want. All I would say is
it's on May the 27th, you're having my decade of service dinner in Dallas, honoring me for 10 years. We invited you to. And if you could do a 30, 40 second little film clip that we could show, saying something about your appreciation of my decade of service. Is that doable or is that? Something you could do, you could add with it, or we could...
I did something. The best thing to do is to tape radio. Put the voice right on. Here's a message rather than reading the message. I'll send a message in any event. But I'll read the message, and then you can just say, here's a message from the rest of the United States.
If film is possible, we would want to tail up a little film on my legend, on my activity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's doable. Foundation hurts. So this is really very, very serious business to these guys. And hasn't been dispatched since the 50s.
It's all over the Southwest. Oklahoma.
Yes. Texas, Oklahoma. Texas and Oklahoma, the hardest hit. New Mexico's hit to appreciable extent as well. And these are three states that you should carry next time, and therefore we want to make sure that they feel the administration's done everything that's useful.
I'll give it a shot. Ehrlichman, give Holman a call.
Yes, Holman.
Yeah, because he'll push it to Ehrlichman and get it so that you can. It's a political thing, frankly, because I've been kicking the hell out of Hart. Every day I talk to him. Last Friday in California, he's getting work in this job. Well, we're doing everything we can, but we can't screw around.
We're going to have to push it more because the trip down there, the Democrats are sort of turning and say, well, he came down and looked, and he's still not done enough, you see. We have to work on that. And I can say, Dan, that you had instructed your domestic counsel to work
right.
The
domestic counsel to approaches and any approaches and other actions, murder actions that can be taken to deal with this situation within the law and so on. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bryce.
Second thing you want.
Good luck to you. Out of the way. Thanks, Scott.